Two Chairs No Waiting, episode number 284, Mayberry Trivia for Fun, June 2014. Two Chairs No Waiting is brought to you every week by the fine folks over at Weaver's Department Store. Drop by over at Weaver's and check out all the great Mayberry items they've got. I know if you're looking for something from Mayberry, you'll find something you like over at weaversdepartmentstore.com. Two Chairs No Waiting is also brought to you by donations from listeners just like you. The executive producer of tonight's episode, episode number 284, is my wonderful wife, Jan. Hello, everybody. I'm Alan Newsom, your host for Two Chairs No Waiting. It's always a great pleasure for me to be able to spend some time here in Mayberry with you. Now, this week, we do this every so often. We hadn't done it in quite a while, but we're going to be doing Mayberry Trivia. Now, this trivia actually comes from the Mother Figure chapter, which is my actual local chapter here in Huntsville, Alabama. It's from our chapter meeting back in 1994. Wow. I was looking at this. Now, we had done back on episode, I believe it was 273. We did an episode with trivia questions like this, and so it's been about, 10 weeks since then, and that was the first 10 questions out of these 20, so I thought it would be good to do 11 through 20, so y'all get the entire set and be able to just have some fun answering some Mayberry trivia. Now, it's always a lot of fun for me to do these because I enjoy trying to do these, but these are pretty easy trivia, so it makes it even more fun. So often we have people call in to us and say, "I'm an expert in Mayberry trivia." Well, guess what? No, they're not. These are the easy trivia questions. If you can get these, that's great because you're like me. But boy, I'm going to tell you, the trivia questions they have at the Super Bowl of Mayberry Trivia up in Mount Airy, North Carolina at Mayberry Days every year are unbelievably hard. We've done some episodes of the podcast over time that were about the Mayberry Days trivia. So if you want to head over and find those, I'll put some links in our show notes so you can go and try it out, because I'm telling you, the trivia for those is not even close to this kind of trivia. They're, it's things like, what was the tail number on Aunt B's airplane that she was learning to fly on? Really? Questions like that. And we've got several episodes going back to like 210. You can get Mayberry Days Trivia from 2012. It's episode number 210 from 2012. Wow, don't get those confused. And you can go and check them out. You can also check out the 2013 Mayberry Days Trivia in episode number 256. But then you can be like me and head over to 258 and start doing these trivia for fun. And then we did it again in 273. So I'll leave a link for all those different kind of trivia, and you can go and pick out the one you want to enjoy yourself over at twochairsnowaiting.com. I'll have a link for you in these show notes for this episode, number 283. Wow, that's a lot of talking from my heart. So let's get busy with some trivia. Y'all ready? Just jump in where you can and hang out. So question number one. For Mayberry Trivia for Fun, the question number one is, what does it say on the back of the watch that Barney received on the anniversary of his joining the force there in Mayberry? All right, I'm going to read it one more time for you. What does it say on the back of the watch that Barney received on the anniversary of his joining the Mayberry Police Force? All right, that's, you thought about it. Now, if you don't want to know the answer, pause the podcast. You can pause me because I'm fixing to flip over, because the answer is, what does it say on the back of Barney's watch that he received the anniversary of his joining the force?
It says five. It says five for 5 years. Five.
All right, that's question one. We got 10 of them, so there's 9 more. So question number two. Keep up with how you're doing. What were the names of the fun girls? What were the fun girls' names? Well, that's a tough one. What were the fun girls' names? All right. Again, you can pause it if you don't want to know the answer yet. If you want to work on it, But the name of the Fun Girls was or is Skippy and Daphne. Hello, doll. I can't do it. All right, so the Fun Girls' names were Skippy and Daphne. How you doing? It's just two questions. Two, and you should be having fun because these are not too hard. At least you remember them. All right, question number three. What are the Mayberry Union High? What are the school colors? What are Mayberry Union High's school colors? What were the colors of the Mayberry Union High? All right, get your answer in and pause the podcast. If you're listening to it, you can pause it or watch it. You can pause it because here comes the answer. The colors of the Mayberry Union High School's colors. The colors are blue and orange. Oh, blue and orange. Blue and orange. All right. I'm doing good so far. I knew every one of these. Yeah, I know. I helped put them together, but I knew them. I knew the answers. All right, question number four. We only got 10, so we're making good time through this one. This podcast will be short. What musical instrument did Briscoe Darling play? What musical instrument did Briscoe Darling play? Oh, that one's not hard. That one's an easy one. The folks in the chat room are going crazy. They're answering these things like crazy. I can see them in there. What musical instrument did Briscoe Darling play? The answer is, pause if you don't want to know yet, he played a jug. That's right. Briscoe played the jug. It's harder to do than it looks. You know, you got to have strong lip muscles for that. All right, question number five. We're halfway through after that one. Question number five. Here we come. How much money did Opie give to the underprivileged children's drive? Ooh, now that one might be a little harder. That might be, but looking in the chat room, those folks are getting it pretty quick, so I don't know. May not be too hard. How much money did Opie give to the underprivileged children's drive? The answer is, let's pause if you don't want to know, 3 cents. My, that's big of you, Diamond Jim. 3 whole cents to the underprivileged children's drive. You think I gave too much? Too much? I could ask to get back 2 cents. Now you listen here. As you can tell, I like that particular episode. I'm probably not getting it exactly right, but it's close. Poor Horatio. Poor Horatio. So Opie gave 3 cents to the underprivileged children's drive. Number six. How y'all doing? Getting them all? Everybody getting them all right? All right, so here we go. Number six. What does Barney say ESP stands for? What does Barney say ESP stands for? What does he say it stands for? All right. What does Barney say ESP stands for? All right, here comes the answer. You know, not everybody believes in this ESP stuff either, you know. People laughed at Buzz Flewhart, too. All right, so here's the answer for number six. Stop it if you don't want to know yet. Barney says ESP stands for extra sensitive perception. Extra sensitive perception. In the chat room, I see Big Maud and Jelsic. I think they got that one. They got it first. In the chat room, they're trying to get it first. So if y'all ever get to be in the chat room, you'll enjoy yourselves. So come on over on Monday nights with us and join the folks in the chat room. I'm sure they would all love to spend time visiting with you. Number seven. What was special about the horse that Otis bought? Got to think about that one. What was special about the horse that Otis bought? You know, I might even give you two different correct answers on this one. Okay. So what was special? Now, I'm looking for a particular answer here. So What was special about the horse that Otis bought? Now, the answer is either one of these two answers, actually, I'll take. So it's positive you don't want to know yet, because here it comes. It gave milk, because it was a cow. So if you said it was a cow, I'd give it to you. And if you said it gave milk, because that's pretty special, then I'll give you that too. So if you got them both, a bonus question. That's a bonus. Congratulations. But actually, it's just 1 point either way. But good job if you got them both. Have pride in your Mayberry knowledge. I knew it was a goodbye. All right. Number eight. I think we got three here. Three left. Number eight. What was the name of the haunted house in Mayberry? Oh, don't everybody jump on this one time here. What was the name of the haunted house in Mayberry? Remember the guys, they were playing baseball up there, Opie and his friend, and they hit the baseball into the window? Y'all remember that? All right. What was the name of the haunted house in Mayberry? And the answer is, pause if you don't want to know, the old Rimshaw place. So if you got the Rimshaw place or Rimshaw, old man Rimshaw's house, any way you said it like that, we'll take it. So good job. Good job if you got it. I see several people in the chat room seem to got it. That's good. All right. So next up is number nine. Two more questions. We're getting close to the end today. Two more questions. Number nine. What was the name of Opie's horse? Now, that one may be hard for some people if they haven't seen the DVDs or the entire episodes. They may not remember. Because in the actual videos, you actually can see the horse in one of the commercials, if you've ever seen that. So what was the name of Opie's horse? All right. Opie's horse, pause if you don't want to know, his name was Blackie. That's right. Good job. Good job, everybody in the chat room. Man, there were just everybody in the chat room was rolling that one off their tongue. Congratulations. Good job. Final question. Here we go. Everybody get ready. Number 10. Who worked at the diner? Now, this is the 10th question. I have three answers that it could be. Okay, so if you can give me all three, congratulations, but I'll take any one. You get a point if you just get one of them. But if you can get any of them, all of them, just, you know, hey, that makes you feel that much better. So who worked over at the Mayberry Diner? Who worked at the diner? Okay, you can pause if you don't want to know. And the answer is about who worked over at the diner, and I probably don't have them all. I just have three. It was Juanita, Frank, and Flora. Oh, hi, Frank. That's my favorite. So those were the ones I had for that answer. Juanita. Nita. Juanita. Cock-a-doodle-doo. You like that, did you? Cock-a-doodle-doo. And then Andy walked up behind him. I was just checking to see if there's any eggs in here. Oh, I love it. Anyways, Juanita, Frank, and Flora. All right, folks. I hope you enjoyed that. Now, this was a short episode this week. Hey, we're out of 15 minutes or so, so it won't be very much longer before we're out of here. But I hope you enjoyed that. This is what this is all about, enjoying a little bit of Mayberry fun. And if you want to get with your chapter members or something like that and run through these, you can. Now, some of the folks have been doing this, and basically what they do is they play it and they stop it and wait on people to guess, write down the answer or something like that, and then they go ahead and play it again and let everybody hear the answers. And then they self-check their own work, and they have a little trivia fun there. So you can do stuff like that. I've heard other people give other ways that they've enjoyed playing with the trivia like this. So I definitely want to invite you to get other people to play along with you, because this is a lot of fun. You could be the host, just like I'm hosting here. You can host the trivia and ask them some questions. You can come up with harder questions. And believe me, I have some a lot harder questions sitting right here in this folder. But I have stuff from the Mayberry Cruise. I have all this thing. Here's you a good one. I haven't done this one. This will give you a little bonus in case you've not heard it. Who told Aunt B that Einstein was a high school dropout? Ooh, just a little bonus question just to have a little more fun here. Who told Aunt B that Einstein was a high school dropout? Now, this one's a little harder, I do believe, than some of the other questions. Now, I'll give you that this was on episode number 103, and I believe that was probably in the aired order. Episode number 103. Let's see what that one is. Somebody in the chat room just got it. Have you got it? I wouldn't have. I honestly would not have gotten this answer. The answer is Mr. Foley. That's right. Mr. Foley was the one who told Aunt B that. I would have never have picked up on that myself because I just don't. I'm not that good at the trivia. I'm not that good at the trivia. You guys are so much better than I am. Because I had to look it up, because that's how I do it. Because I'm an engineer by trade, or by study and all that stuff. So, you guys are a lot better than me at actually answering the questions. So, episode number 103, as I'm looking this up for you, that was Opie's Ill-Gotten Gain. Opie's Ill-Gotten Gain is episode number 103. And it was Mr. Foley. And I, in the chat room, I believe I saw Colin get that answer first. So congratulations, Colin, in the chat room. Way to go. That was a pretty hard question, but it's from from Opie's Ill-Gotten Gain. So that was a little trivia bonus for you folks. I hope you guys enjoyed this. I always enjoy doing the trivia shows. I try not to do them too often because I don't want you just to be coming in here for trivia and not get any little meats from the Andy Griffith Show, but hopefully this is fun for you. If it is, I'd like to hear from you. If you'd let me know that you do enjoy it, that'd be great, because then I'd know I could do these episodes a little more often. So give me a call at 888-684-8415. Drop by twochairsnowaiting.com. Leave a comment there, and I'll see it. Or just send me an email at floyd@imayberry.com. Anything you want to do to let me know if you enjoy these or not, because it's fun for me. Just a fun evening. Spend a little time visiting with you and having a little Mayberry fun. So, folks, I want to thank you for being here and taking some time out of your day to spend it with me. And I look forward to seeing you next week right here on Two Chairs No Waiting, your Mayberry podcast. Talk to you later. Goodbye, everybody.